The idea that Intel may have known of this, meaning Bibi Netanyahu and Joe Biden or the people around President Biden knew about it and looked the other way, would be simply reprehensible. I mean, there was a concert of hundreds and hundreds of young people there who were the initial target. If they knew that that was happening, like FDR at Pearl Harbor looking the other way and allowing 3,000 Navy boys to drown to death in a ship where they were sleeping as the Japanese attacked it. If Bibi looked the other way, knowing these people were about to attack a concert of young people, I would think it would be unforgivable, no matter what the outcome of the war might produce.
Well, Judge, when the Israelis attacked the USS Liberty, killing 34 U.S. sailors and wounding 170 others, that was unforgivable, too. Guess what?
Did we attack back? Did anybody get prosecuted? Did we do anything in return?
LBJ called the retaliatory forces aircraft back from the Ticonderoga and other aircraft carriers in the area. He didn't want to, in his words, embarrass a good ally at this particular point in time. So yeah, unconscionable, but it's happened before. So what's the lesson we draw from this? Well, the intelligence can be just a factor of U.S. personnel or U.S. intelligence upper people decisions. And in this case, you know, will you have Jake Sullivan standing up a week ago saying, you know, the Middle East has never been quieter. You know, I spend very little time on it, and we don't have to worry about that anymore. That's what he said 1 week ago. So it kind of is a stretch for me to think, although it's a tenable argument, that this was allowed by Israel and by the United States in the hope that they could demolish Hamas definitively.